Today's passage is 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 to 5. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. When you think about evangelism and sharing the good news of Jesus, what thoughts come to mind? For me, it's a mix of excitement that God may do something amazing and nervousness about how people may respond to the gospel. This past spring, when all of the Symphony family groups were transformed into Alpha groups, we intentionally invited friends and family to join with the hopes that they would take a step forward in their faith journey, at least by asking questions that were on their mind. During this time, I experienced that mix of both excitement and nervousness as I brought up Alpha to a couple of my coworkers. I wish that I could say my feelings towards evangelism are always mostly excitement, but sometimes that nervousness becomes hesitation and fear of what others think. And when that becomes the overriding feeling, it can just lead to inaction. What's the secret to Paul's view of evangelism? Where does Paul get the boldness to preach and keep sharing despite the many persecutions facing him? It's not such a secret, since we see the answer throughout the Bible, including earlier in 2 Thessalonians. Paul's secret is that he believes that God is the one doing all the work. In these five verses in 2 Thessalonians 3, Paul is completely focused on what God will do instead of looking at himself. Starting in verse 1, Paul asks the Thessalonians to keep praying for him and those with him, to ask God to go ahead of them to all the people they'll see. That's an awesome image, the word of the Lord speeding ahead, God softening the hearts of people even before Paul and his fellow missionaries even say a word to them. From verse 2, yes, there is opposition from wicked and evil men. We read about the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2. But in verse 3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful." Paul trusts in God's faithfulness to protect him and to protect the Thessalonians. Paul says about God, "He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." In the last three verses, Paul's focus stays on God's faithfulness to the Thessalonians. God is the subject of all these sentences. He will establish you and guard you. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God. His confidence is in the Lord about them, not just on them themselves. If you remember from 1 Thessalonians, Paul actually didn't get to spend much time with them before leaving them, yet he is oozing confidence since he is focused on God. He entrusts the people he will meet to God, and he entrusts the people that he has met to God. Today, let's surrender our hearts to God, especially when we think of evangelism and sharing the gospel with others. As our microchurches continue to go on scatterings, and as we continue to prepare to welcome back many students to campus, as well as many newcomers to Boston, and just inviting people that we don't know yet, let's pray in faith that, like Paul, that God would be preparing the way to himself. Let's pray through verse 1 that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as it happened in our lives. Let's pray through the rest of the verses for each other, including verse 5, that he direct people's hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Of course, God is the primary person doing the work of bringing people to him, but he has invited us to partner with him in sharing the good news about him. So let's pray that we live out this calling he's given us with confidence. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that we would keep our eyes on you, especially as we think about welcoming people that we haven't met yet and building relationships with again, people we haven't met yet. Lord, we ask that you would give us your confidence, give us your love for them, and help us to know that you are working in their lives. God, we pray for all the people who will be coming into Boston in the fall. Pray that you would be working in them. God, just preparing them to get to know you and to deepen their relationship with you. And Lord, prepare our hearts to be ready to respond, ready to build these relationships and share the good news about you. Lord, we give you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.